I'm Rick Bigelow. Everybody calls me Coach Biggs. I'm from Belsouver, 39 years old. I love to play sports, go fishing, outdoor activities, love watching SportsCenter. Reading, I do love to read also. I have two daughters, one almost 17 and one, she goes to this camp, she's about to be 8. They're both born in August, about a week apart. Basketball really was my second best sport, but because, and this is a teaching moment for you youth, but because again, my senior year, I got a little arrogant and cocky and I did not play football my senior year because I got into a big argument with one of our coaches. And that is actually a regret of mine because football was my better sport. My college team color was the same as, happened to be the same as my high school colors, blue and gold. I went to Carrick High School and the Raiders are blue and gold. And in Macon, we were called the Mustangs and we wore blue and gold also. And I was a Duquesne basketball recruit in 94. But because I played around my senior year, I actually had to go to junior college down in Georgia, to a Division I junior college. I received a scholarship. It's a little bit different than the local junior colleges like CCAC. That's Division III. I played Division I, and that's where all the elite athletes that come from junior colleges come from. So I went to school in Macon first, and then I got a little injury, and I did not go to Duquesne. And their head coach actually got fired. That was another reason why I did not go. So I actually stopped playing basketball after that. The athletes, we all had our own separate dorm. It was called Hidden Lake, actually. There was a lake in the middle of it. And nobody believed me. One day I started throwing hot dogs in the water, and there was a 5-foot alligator in there. I threw him hot dogs almost on a daily basis, so I would say yes. He liked me enough to not eat me. I actually played with the number 4 pick in the NBA draft. The NBA draft lottery, his name was Sherrone Wright. And he was a 6'10 center. 4 other guys I played with. 2 of them played overseas. 4 other ones went to Auburn. Pretty much everyone on our roster was sent there from a bigger school. So I actually did get to meet a lot of different coaches. Like I got to meet Kentucky's coach at the time, a guy named Tubby Smith, who went on to win a national championship. I pretty much have always considered myself as a coach. Even when I was a kid, I was always a good teammate. I would always help out people with less ability. The one thing I want to tell you is, whatever your dream is, make sure you're willing to put in the work for it, because it's going to require a lot of hard work, and anything worth having is going to require hard work. So just put in the work, be it in the classroom, in the field, on the basketball court, whatever it is that you're doing. Just always give it your best and be willing to work for it.